Oh no, what if since this episode was not our favorite, what if this is like the end of the podcast? Like, what if they don't get better from here?
This is a shit show.
I mean, but that would honestly be more interesting for me, like, to like this show that we just assume is like a black staple is just a really shitty show.
Yeah.
Graves on Jefferson.
I can't watch this no more.
Yeah, so honestly, is the theme song even accurate? Are they moving on up, or are they just stumbling into money? Or from Jefferson's to Graves?
That kind of changes how I feel about George's take on getting the maid. That's a lot of self-hate.
We don't know. Do you think that there is a subplot where Tom and Helen are trying to destroy George's business because they just don't like him?
So Greg Savage is as a background in history, so he's going to be coming at the show from a historical perspective. And I have a background in anthropology, and I'll be talking about the show in a more anthropological and cultural perspective. We'll get it eventually.
So, open disclosure, we'll go ahead and get started. We don't have a budget. So, with that being said, we are pirating episodes of The Jeffersons. The pirated episodes of The Jeffersons are not complete. Thus, we tried to watch the second episode, and we can't find it.
Unless no, it's nowhere. Yeah, and I'm not paying for fucking Stars to watch The Jeffersons. I'm not doing it. Because we were talking a bit before. This was not our favorite episode. This is episode 2 for us, but episode 3 for The Jeffersons. What's the title of this one?
The Good Life is Bad for Louise.
And it really is. It really is. She hates having nothing to do. She hates not having to, like, I guess, grind, which, I mean, is understandable because, like, there was a moment where it was actually, like, 3 moments where Louise just described everybody's life in quarantine.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, yeah. Like, she was like, oh, well, first, I look in this direction. And then I turn to look in this direction. And, oh, my God, the big finale is I just look right in this direction.
The one thing I got from this episode, George isn't the worst person. Like, they're both pretty terrible people.
When it all comes down to said and done. They're just stubborn. I think that's it. I don't think they're terrible. They're just stubborn.
They're very selfish people. In the 2 episodes that we've seen, it seems as though George is, his delivery of his actions seem amiss, but they're well intended.
Exactly. Because like we said in episode 1, he is doing all this stuff and he's being forceful with her just because he thinks he is doing what you're supposed to do. And he thinks, oh, this is what you're supposed to do now, Wheezy. You're supposed to just spend money. You're supposed to just go here. You're not supposed to want to work. Why? What's wrong with you? He's basically asking her.
Mind you, Louise's actions are not for the benefit of the household. And they're actually detrimental to her.
How are they detrimental to her? Do you mean like in the grand scheme?
This scope of the episode. So let's talk about what the episode is. Louise is bored at the house. She does not have a job. She's a stay-at-home mother. She's basically stuck in the house.
Yeah, she's just a housewife.
Yeah, and she has a maid that comes three times a week. So she goes around and cleans up before the maid gets there. So like they're like just throwing money out the window, to be honest. Everybody in the house has their own things outside of the house, and she's constantly trying to bring things inside the house to try to cope with that.
That's true. That is true. I didn't think about that. Everybody else is technically doing the moving on up, like, you know, like assimilating into this, you know, more money lifestyle, but she's the only one that she's kind of like, she's kind of doing it, but she's always bringing it to her level. Like she's always like pulling it into herself.
So first thing, Bentley is Bentley, the, is that, did I say his name correctly? The British guy. The British neighbor. He knocks on the door, Louise answers, and he's basically asking for a cup of sugar. And he doesn't want to inconvenience her, but he does, but he really wants her to give him sugar. It's that weird line between, I need your help, but I really don't want to inconvenience you, but I do, because I really need this.
Yeah. But, I mean, she was happy to help. I mean, she, like, made him tea. They were just talking. I mean, so, yeah, she's bored. But, see, but this is a thing that I brought up in the first episode was that I'm interested to see, does Weezy make friends with people? Does she have any female friends? Why are they not? Why is she not hanging out with Diane? Well, Diane's probably working, so.
Yeah, I have another thing. What also brought up with the British guy. What's his name again? Bentley?
Yes.
So, put this in perspective. Bentley, well, we found out what Bentley does for a living. He's an interpreter for the UN, which isn't a glorious job. It is a bureaucratic job, and it's a mid-tier job. Like it's nothing grandiose, but it's a respectable job. You look at the Jefferson household, they beat the odds. They've transcended the odds. He's a business owner, and they live in the same station.
Yeah.
Bentley clocks in and out. George owns a business and is trying to expand, and they're still at the same level.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know.
But yeah, not to take us off of the meaning of the episode, but that really spoke to me. I was like, they're busting their ass to get stuff done, and Bentley is half ass.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, he's running late for work. He's just like, just tell him what they say. I don't really do anything. Yeah, interesting. Like, I did. Go ahead.
And when he explains his job, nobody actually listens to him. They're like, you have a nice white government job, and it's very complicated, and you make things work. He's like, no, I literally just, you know, write down definitions and give them to different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and see, and that, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go into that. But, yeah, I didn't think about that. That's interesting. And I did like that. So this episode is focused on Weezy getting a job, but we also see more into the world of George, and we see more into the world of owning a business and competition within that business.
Yeah.
So Weezy goes to hang out with Tom and Helen because she's bored. They get into a discussion about their interracial relationship. And one thing that I thought was interesting, because like if you start to notice it, I think it comes up more in TV. I think, I'm not for sure. So I may take that part out. I don't know. But so they get into a discussion about interracial relationships. And it seemed like, to me, it seemed like Helen's family had more money than Tom's.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. Like, she mentioned that she was missing out. Like, they got, her parents disagreed with their arrangement and basically kicked her out the family and cut her off from her inheritance.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Tom's parents are just upset like you would expect Archie Bunker to be.
Yeah, so do you think his parents are not wealthy?
I wouldn't say that. I would think that, plus we don't know the full scope of their relationship and we're not meant to. And it could be from the perspective of no matter how my child acts, their inheritance is theirs. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Just interesting. I just thought, yeah, it's just an interesting dynamic that Well, I mean, I don't know. They kind of did it on French Prince too. So, I mean, it's not like, but, it's nothing new. Like, we're not going to.
But also, what's her name? The wife?
Helen.
She doesn't seem like she's out of place. She's just like Tom. Like, she is comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, where Louise is like, I don't know what to do with myself. Helen clearly knows, like, not saying her role, but she really, she clearly knows how things operate in the world. As far as
do you know who this character is? A modern day interpretation of this character. I think it's in season one of Atlanta.
I watched that episode last night. So when they had the Juneteenth party, I was actually I had that written down. So the lady that owns that, I'm yelling. I'm sorry. I didn't realize we both had the same conclusion. So the wife of the interracial couple, they act just like Tom and Helen. And I'm sorry, Topher. I had that exact same thing last night. I was like, that's Helen and Tom.
Because I was like, oh, we know this uppity made it lady, you know.
They even favor.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that was on purpose? Like, do you think Donald Glover did that on purpose?
I wonder.
So while Weezy is over at Tom and Helen's house, their cleaner comes in. I forget his name. But he owns a mom and pop cleaner, and Weezy's like, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing anything. I would love to work.
Mind you, she doesn't know that he's the owner of the cleaner at the time. Right. But when she applied for the job.
Yeah. But after she got the job and like she found out it was a cleaning place, she was just going to go anyway.
Yeah. And so that brings up two things.
Mm-hmm.
First, we're learning that just because you own a business, like in this community, just because you have a service in your building and you know the owners, doesn't mean that they give their business to George.
Exactly. And that made me think of what you said last episode, which was that desegregation really hurt Black-owned businesses.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Like, George's business is downstairs in the mm-hmm. same building.
Yep. But this rich white lady, but this rich Black lady cannot bother to use his service, has to go to someone outside of the building. I mean, yeah, you can get into, they've been using it, George is new, but I don't know. I guess it's just more of a mindset nowadays that the Black dollar matters and where you put it does matter. So, but yeah. I mean, they weren't thinking about this in 75, which is why, you know, Black businesses suffered.
And they could be thinking it also, maybe George isn't a good business owner, but we haven't heard that to be seen yet. And that's just assumed because he's Black.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, so it sounds like from the little snippets that we've gotten in this conversation, it sounds like his customers are mostly white. Well, because of the building, so he uses the building as his flow of customer traffic. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it seems fine. I mean, he's not really stressed out about it. He was running off to a business lunch, and that's why he couldn't hang out with Weezy. So I think he is slowly building it, and I do like.
It turned out that their business lunch was to go over him expanding over to a different city or a different neighborhood.
Yeah. So he is putting in like the business work. And I do like that they are showing him working towards it, you know? And it's not just boom, he has it. There we go. But yeah, I do wish we would get to spend more time just with George in the cleaner, just to see how he operates in that sense.
But yeah, so Weezy does take the job at the competitor's dry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
She does not tell George. The only people mm-hmm. that know are the owner, Tom and Helen, which they don't come back in the episode. And pretty much that's it. The cleaner doesn't even know that.
Oh, and then what she tells Lionel.
Oh, yeah. So mm-hmm. that's kind of even worse.
Oh, you think
that? So the problem I have with this.
Uh-huh.
She told everybody except for George. Mm-hmm. The only source of income coming into that house is George's business. She's going to work for his competitor. Doesn't tell him. I'm sure after she applied, the owner might have knew or had this suspicion, like inclination. Like, I'm sure that he knows his competition and that there mm-hmm. and they're like there's some overlap as far as like there's a coincidence that her name is Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there is a subplot where Tom and Helen are trying to destroy George's business because they just don't like him?
Maybe.
I mean, because did Weezy go over there on her own volition, or did Helen just like call up and like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're bored and you want work, and George won't let you work?
What was she doing in their house?
I don't know. Because
she wasn't in the common area.
No, she was bored. Okay?
She popped out like a maid.
So I don't know. Maybe Tom and Helen have some like weird but you know what? To be fair, I couldn't see Tom being that way. I could see Helen being that way. I could see Helen being like, I don't like George. But I like Weezy. I'm going to give her a job at his competitors and do that stuff. But, I mean, in the long run, you're fucking over Weezy. So
also, Tom doesn't dislike George. He just dislikes that he just doesn't care that he upsets his wife. He actually finds him very entertaining.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we're gonna stop the Tom hate on this podcast. Two episodes in, and we're just gonna shift it to Helen right now because she seems like a villain. Like, Helen is the villain of the Jeffersons. let me see. Oh yeah. So Louise is singing, you know, dancing around the kitchen, you know, and Lionel is there, and she tells him, "Oh hey, I'm working at this."
So it seems like every episode they're singing non. Or let's use the term for the times. They aren't singing race music. They're all singing Bing Crosby songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that's to get the audience acclimated or make them like maybe it's a way of like familiarity. I don't know, but
yeah,
I don't know how common it was for like Black people to listen to show tunes and that type of music. Where yeah. you see the next scene where
what song was that? Yeah. What song was George dancing to?
I can't remember. But you saw that they were dancing to Black music.
Mm-hmm.
But not saying that has anything to do with it. But go ahead. The secret.
But yeah. Oh, but it's funny that you bring that up. Because again, you know, I mean, like so many of this show's issues can be tied back to who wrote it. Who wrote this? What were they thinking? Because so they were dancing the Black music later. So does that give us insight on Louise's character? Does she really like musicals? But then why does she hate the theater so much? Like, why does she hate going? Or does she just hate it because someone told her to do that?
Maybe.
You know? Because like, if she is a person that is what she sings, that's what she gets down to, you know, I kind of like that development. But if the writers were just like, here's a popular song, and it kind of doesn't make sense that a Black lady's singing it, but oh well.
It felt contrived. It was like, oh, we do white things too. Look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do have to say, I need to go back and I need to find whatever song Lionel was listening to, because it was a good song. It was very catchy.
Look, if you don't like the Jeffersons, you're not Black.
Oh my God. Can we not talk about...
That's it. Don't even mention it.
Okay. Let me see. So what happens next? Does the fight that seemed to have taken like 20 fucking minutes happen next?
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay, so the fight that happens, the fight that really, I was just like really over. Because I understood it. He doesn't want her working there. She wants something to do. I honestly don't know why the fuck Weezy cannot just find something else to do. Like, I don't know why it's so ingrained in her to want to work. I don't know. I mean, to me, it could have just been an episode where her and Florence go back and forth, right? I mean, that would have been kind of cool. And we would have got more time with Marla Gibbs. And it would not have been this whole thing of, like, you're going to go work for the competitor. No, and, like it could have been a more, like, home issue of, like, you won't just relax. It could have been a relaxing day for her. They could have sent her to the spa. You know what I mean? I mean,
like, mind you,
go ahead.
George gave her an out. He compromised. He's like, okay, I see that you clearly want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expanding my business. How about you go work at the expansion?
Yeah.
And she,
but she was like, I don't want to do that. Because she wants to do stuff on her terms. That's what it is. She just wants to. I mean, and that's fine to do that. But in the end, she does compromise by saying that she'll work at the store downstairs, which I do really like that, because it turns it into more of a family business. I do like that.
The problem is, the reason why he doesn't want her down there, and he might be contrived to where he making these jokes. Mm-hmm. He needs her out of the way. He knows that she's very controlling, and he can't manage that if she's in the same area as him.
Yeah.
She's very controlling unless it has nothing to do with, like, unless she has no control in it. Just like getting the job with the competitor. She has no control over that as far as mm-hmm. what's the operations of it. Her control is going there, going to that company. Now, opposed to going downstairs to work for her husband's company, she would feel like she has every right to dictate how the business is being run. And
do you think we're going to see that?
I don't know.
Because I don't know. Now, that would be interesting. I wonder, Now, see, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in those type of fights, you know. But I don't know. But I don't feel like she's going to work there for long. I feel like in a couple of episodes, she's going to be like, yeah, no, I'm just going to be in this house. But yeah. I don't know.
What else you got?
Let me see. Let me check my notes. Oh, the play that they were talking about. I don't know if that was that play that Daniel Radcliffe did, but it's not important. It's not about the Jeffersons. That was it. Yeah, no, I didn't have a lot of notes on this episode because I didn't really like this episode. This episode was a chore to get through, but we did it. So anything you want to add, Greg Savage?
Oh, hopefully the next episode we watch is a good one.
Do you think it'll actually be episode 4?
I don't know. If not, we'll be watching 227 or like something else. I don't know.
That's true. Do you know what's weird? I was watching a little bit of 227. It's not a bad show either. It's really funny.
I've never seen it.
All righty. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah. Y'all like this shit. It's okay. Tune in again.
All right. Bye.
Bye.